Im Buch Lukoi sei Teilechu, bes mitzvoi sei Tishmeru, was isem oiso. Sogt Rashi, Lukoi sei Teilechu, famous Rashi, Yochul Zekium mitzvus. Hashtas, Alicha bem Chukim, min shoy me the Chukim, kishu oime, bes mitzvoi sei Tishmeru, was isem oiso, harikim amitzvus omu. Umani mekayim chukoy saiteleichu, shetu amelim batoyro. The Gemara tells us that we have to learn b'chukoy sait before Shavuos. Normally it's a week before Shavuos. This year, because of the Kriyas HaLuach, it comes out. We're going to learn it more than a week before Shavuos. Of Al Kolponim HaKadom to Shavuos, is the Teichocha B'chukoisai. In two Amelim Batoira, what's the Schar? Kli Atzuma. V'nosati Gishmeche B'itom, V'nosno Oretz, Es Yivula, V'etz Asodi Yitim Piriyoi, Atze Srak, says Rashi, we'll start having fruit. There'll be such a shefa la malam in ateva isiglochem daishis botzi botzi yasigis zora chaltim lachmim los soivu shavtim lovetach ve'artzchim sati sholim ba'aretz shavtim ve'in machrid shbati chaya ro min oretz v'cherev lo yisavo ba'artzchim amatziv so zlo yumin la malam in ateva in gansen Afilu a cherev shel shalom, we didn't come to a milchama, but afilu just lavo ba'artzachem, mi medina lemedina. There won't be any weapons in Eretz Yisrael. So atziora always, you'll come to the airport. You're coming to Eretz Yisrael. There'll be a special line. All the are you going anywhere else? You have to go to the security check. You're going to flight to Eretz Yisrael. No security checks. You go straight through. Cherev lo savo ba'altzachim. Nobody's going to bring a cherev to Eretz Yisrael. A matzav. Udafte b'soyveichim, lofen v'eichim echoriv. Rodchu ikem chamisho me'er, me'er mikem revover yedoifu. And that the cheshvin sotrashi, yisein edoime, miut oisim isam ha'malocha, l'rabim oisim isam ha'malocha, l'schar ha'toira, fonisi aleichim, yifreisi eschem, fruit from 3 years will be better than the fruit from 2 years, and from a fruit which was just cut. Yoshan mipnei chodesh toitziu, sati mishkoni besoichem nosigon nafshi eschem, salachti besoichachem, zuchtrashi shchina betachtoinim, keilu echod mikem will go for a shmuz, a shpatzir, will go for a walk, with Shechin, and Ad Kedei Kach, the Havamina that you, we won't have a pachat from the Shechin, there'll still be a year. V'atem tiyu li la'om, ani Hashem elokeichem asher hotzeisi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim, miyos lahem avodim. What's Yitzis Mitzrayim got to do with it? Soktrashi kedai ani sheta'aminu bi. Shani Yochel Lazus Kolele. This whole picture is a picture in Gansel Lamala Minateva. Can you believe such a picture of Broche? Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Raya. Shari Yotzeis Yeschem Eretz Mitzrayim El Sisi Lochem Nisim Gedoilim. The Torah has to bring a Raya for the parsha of these Broches. They're Mamish Nisim. And how we zoiche to these nisim to amelim batoyra. What's the pshat? halicha bechukois heist amelim batoyra. Say that from the diuk of the posuk. It's not mitzvahs. It's shmiras mitzvahs homo. So, but why does the Torah say Amelim, speaks out Amelim ba Torah, Beloshen Halicha b'chukos? So the Gorarie. The pshat in Halicha is the person goes from place to place, from place to place. Torah be'edzim limud ha-Torah with amelas is that a person's mechadish more and more goes deeper and deeper. Halicha bechukos is that a person doesn't stop. Is what we say in our yeshivish hashprach. He's steiging. Steiging means to grow. What steiging means to grow. What is halicha ba Torah, amelas ba Torah? Steiging, growing, changing, moving. Versus to move in Torah. From one havana to the next havana, to a deeper havana, to a better havana of the sugya. Clearer havana of Tosfos. Better havana of that diuk in Rashi. Today he understands the beer and the sugya, three ma'alchim in the Rishonim, and tomorrow he understands it even better, this four ma'alchim here. The Rashba is not exactly the same as the Rambam. Meredik. When does it stop? The answer is never. Aray, we saw last week, Torah is be'etzem mishar ha-chamishim. Torah is from the Chochmas Hashem Yisborach, which be'etzem is Ein Sofi. Boruch Hashem, boruch ha'bonu mikol ha'amim, v'nosan lonu es Torah soy Yisborach Shem. And a chidush otzum is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that Torah that we can have episode shaychus. Like we learned last week, the first dibur was a gilui what Torah is. Akol echot. Aseris adibris b'dibur echot. We don't have a shaychus to that. An Adam, human brain, can't have a shaychus to that. But that's be'etzim what Torah is. Torah is Lemalam in Ateva. We're counting Sphira, Memtes Yoim, Gematria Mido, Mispar, that we have a Shaychus to. Kedei, that we should come to the Hakora of what's Matan Torah. It's Chamishim. And even though the Torah says Chamishim Yoim, Rashi says, you can't be Sofer the Chamishim. We're not Sofer the Chamishim. It's not Shaykh to be Sofer the Chamishim. Chamishim doesn't have a Mispar. Chamishim is the Ma'ala min ha-Mispar, the Ma'ala min ha-Midon, the Ma'ala min ha-Gvul. Mem Tes, Midon, that's Shaykh to us. Oh, but the Rebbeinu Shalom brings us Ad ha-Chamishim. And the Chidush Otsum in Matan Torah is the second dibur. Achas dibur Elohim, avad Torah is achas. Aber shtayim zu shamati, the Rebbeinu Shalom gives us the koyach v'nosan lonu es Torah. The Eibishter gives us his Torah that we can understand a mashuhu. And anything that we'll ever understand is always a mashuhu. Chol Yitracht, there's an interesting medrash. In Shmois Rabbah, in Mishpatim, Medrash brings that Achilas was the nephew of the Roman emperor. And he tells his uncle, he wants to go and learn Torah. So the Kesar says to him, what? You want to be Dovik to the Uma Shvela, Klal Yisrael, what Shaykh as you want? So he says, the cotton shebaim knows what was created on the first day, what was created on the second day, what was created on the third day. So then his uncle says, okay. So go and learn Torah, but don't have Mila. Well, in the Hemshech, it says not Shaykh without Bris Mila. Call Ponim. Also, no gear to the Indian of Bris Mila and Torah, and the Shaykh is the Bris Mila to Torah, but I'll call Ponim. Was this smile? He wants to tell his uncle, he wants to learn Torah. So, what's he telling Torah is? Torah is the cotton shebahem. He's telling him what in first grade Torah is. He wants to learn Torah, the first grade Torah. He's a highly intelligent man, Mr. Omer. And he's talking about his Gaia. So, tell him, Torah is Soidus Habriya. Torah is Halichas Oilom, how to live Baratzon Hashem. Torah is Lomdes, Oimek. Torah is Azach Chochme. Now, what's he tell him? Torah is a little kid learns Bereishis Barakim in the beginning. God created the world. It's Ken Zayin. The Be'etzem, that's the goddess of Torah. Torah is Ein Sofi. And any Bechina of Torah is just scratching the surface. And when a little five-year-old learns Torah, that's Torah Sashem. In the beginning, God created the world. That's already Torah Sashem. And Klape, the infinity of Torah, Be'etzim, any finite Bechina, any Havana of Torah, is not even a tipo minayam agodl. Whether it's Bereishis Bara Elokim, what a five-year-old is learning, whether it's learning with the Rashi HaKadosh, whether it's learning with all the Mefarshim, whether it's learning with all the Medrashim, whether it's learning the Tikkunei Zohar, which has 70 Biurim Alpi Kabbalah on the first word, Bereishis. It's all just a teapot. That's Chochmas HaTorah. Chochmas HaTorah is Be'etzim Ein Sofi, aber Mi'idach Gisa, afilo a five-year-old can have Shaychus HaTorah. Be'etzim Torah's Torah's Hashem is Bechinas HaChamishim. Comes from Chamishim. The Shara Chamishim. Uvechein, we can understand why the Gemara Nida tells us that in the Rechem, the Betin Imoy, a Malach teaches us all the Torah that Shaykh for us to learn. Then we come to this world, and the Malach is Soter Al-Piv, and we forget the Torah, forget all the Torah. So why is it that? Why does it have to be like that? We've forgotten the Torah, so what does he have to teach the Torah the first place for? What's the point? The Malach HaTorah, he brings from the Gro, his brother, that if the Malach wouldn't give the Torah, wouldn't teach the Torah, before the person's born, it wouldn't be shaykh for him to learn Torah in this world. But no son lono is Torah, it's a matana. Torah is lemala miasogas oinoshi. It's interesting. It doesn't say that the Malach teaches him physics, and it doesn't say he teaches him biology, it doesn't say he teaches him math, and it doesn't say he teaches him English literature either. Why not? Because the Chochmas Chitzonius, then the Malach doesn't have to give into the Neshama. The kid can get born and grow up, and he has the Seichel HaAdam. The Seichel HaAdam looks at the world, and Einach Hanami, this Meridika Chochma in the world, Avada, Mor Rabu Masech Hashem, Kulam B'Chochma Asisa. The Ramban in the Hakdamah to the Torah says that all the Chochmas HaOilam and Nichlal in the 49 Sharei Habino. 49 is Shayach, Midas, Gvul is Shayach to the Adam. But Torah is not Shayach to the Adam. Without that, then the Malach gives us the Torah. And then, once a person is born, Gemara tells us You have to be omel to learn the Torah. Yogato umatzoso tamin, says the Gemara in Megillah. What's the pshat? Matzoso. Yogato umatzoso. A metzia is something which a person once had and he lost. When did we have the Torah? You have to sit down and learn Torah. Teretz is the Malas HaTorah. We once had the Torah. And then when the Malach makes us forget the Torah, and our avoido is to find the Torah again, that Torah which the Malach taught us. We have to dig it out deep down. It's there. But how do you get it? There's a Tanai. Yogato. Lo yogato matzoso al tamin. Verse comes along and says, understood Torah without being yogea al tamin, it's not shaykh. Why isn't it shaykh? Because Torah is the mala from Be'etzim Chochma Senoshi. And to learn Torah is to get back the Torah which the Rebbeinu Shem gave us a matana with that malach. And then you can ask a kasha, which the Balas HaTorah asks, so what was the point? Why do you have to forget it? They're giving us the Torah anyway. They're giving us the matana. It's beyond the human seichel. So you're giving us a matana. So why do you have to forget it? So the whole yisod of this world is to be zoiche to schar. If we would come into this world and we would know all the Torah, kol haTorah, there wouldn't be any nisyonos. There wouldn't be any milchama. Chutz for the fact that we'd know kol haTorah without any effort. But the Yetzer Hara wouldn't be able to be misgabe on us, bichlal. Wouldn't be any milchemes haYetzer. Torah is the tavlin liyetzer. If we know the Torah completely, there wouldn't be any mokum for any nisyonos. The person would come. He's like a malach. So why come into this world? There's no point in coming into this world. Go straight to Olam Haba. And but yena Olam Haba. What would be Olam Haba? Shkoyach. The Rebbeinu Shem creates us knowing Kol HaTorah, and we'd have that level of Tveikus Bashem, of Shvach, a level like a Malach. Big deal. Over there, the whole Yisod is that he's Mashkiach the Torah. Satra al Piv. We come into this world, we don't remember the Torah. And now, mi koyach ourselves, we have to get the Torah. But how do we get the Torah? It's beyond the human seichel. Through Yigir. If we're Yogea, then Matzasa. There's a Meridika Kula here. Do we realize what we're saying? Every Yid as Shaychus to Talmud Torah is not Tali on your Kishrut, is not Tali on your IQ, is not Tali on your ability to sit and concentrate. It's Tali on one thing, Yogea. And every person could be Yogea. Yogati umatzosi tamin. Lo yogati umatzosi al tamin. So a person comes along and he says, I understood a sugi without being yogea al tamin. So it's not true. He doesn't understand the sugi. And when you look at Choshev et Talmidei Chachomim, who have a havon in the sugya, and comes the Yetzer Hara and says, wait, you don't have his head, you don't have his asmada, you don't have his abilities, you weren't born in the same place, you weren't brought up like him, all the tirutzim which the Yetzer Hara comes along and says, look, don't compare yourself to that Talmid Chachim. You're not the same, you have no shaychus, you can't get there. It's a sheker gas. How did that Talmid Chochem get there? Through Yegiah. Can you be Yogea? You start at the beginning. Can you be Yogea? You can be Yogea. And if you'll be Yogea, you'll get there. Motzosi. You'll be Motzi because it's an Aveda.
You have it, Be'etzim. Every single yid has it. And you'll find it. The Mishnah says, Lo yalecha ha-melocha ligmar. V'yato ben chorin lipatim imenu. Some of the Mefoshim, in Ovis Perik Bey, some of the Mefoshim explain exactly what we were saying. Torah is lemala min amido lemadla min seichel ha'odo. Is lo yalecha ha-melocha ligmar. It's not shayach to be goymer. But you have to start. Another Mishnah says, Im lamadeta Torah harbe al tachsik Torah la atzmecha, ki lekach no tzorto. So the Gaon says, Im lamadeta Torah harbe, don't pat yourself on the back too much. Why? I learned a lot of Torah. I'm a brilliant man. Whatever you want to say, a Gaon, a Lamdan, all the nice epithets which we give to people nowadays. The time of Chazal, we don't see all these big lashonos. Only nowadays, Ketzayin, Kovod HaTorah's Yored, we need to build it up. There's a Gaon Amiti and a Gaon HaGadol, and because a Gaon today is nothing. What's a Gaon? A Gaon is there. Everybody's harahag, you know. Gone, I got also nothing nowadays. So what's anything? So the Gone used to be called the Chosid. In his lifetime, it was called a Chosid Mivilna. Maybe the events of the times made it pasnish to call him a Chosid, so they decided to call him a Gone. I'll call upon him. So he says that im lamadas the Torah harbe, al tachzik toivel atzuchal, ki lekach nutzolta. The Malach gave you that. Lekach nutzolta. You were formed for that Torah. You can't learn more Torah than the Malach gave you. Im lamadas the Torah harbe, al tachzik toivel atzuchal, you didn't do it. What did you do though? Yogato. You were yogea. And for the yogea, you get gvaltig eschar. When we realize what Torah is, then it's not such a pele that the schar of the Torah is lemala min ha-teva, the brochus are lemala min ha-teva, because etzim Torah is lemala min ha-teva. When we're holech b'chukos ha-Torah al-idei ha-melas ba-Torah, we've shaychus to a whole world of shara chamishim, we've shaychus to it. There's a Meridika Gemara here in Shabbos Peites. We've spoken about it Kama V'Kama Pa'omim. Omer Reb Yeshua ben Levi, B'shoshi Yorat Moshe Milifnei HaKodesh Baruch Hu. After Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu came back to this world. Bos Satan, V'Omer Lefonov, the Satan came and he says to Rabbeinu Shalom, Torah Heichon Hi. Where's the Torah? Omaloi nusati el Oretz. I gave it to Oretz. It's not here in Shamayim anymore. Holach etzel Oretz. The Satan went to Oretz. Omalo. And the Satan says to Oretz, Torah heichani. Where's the Torah? Omraloi. So the Oretz says, Elokim evin darko. What do you want from me? I don't have shaychus to Torah. Holach etzel Yam. Vomaloi, so the Yam says, Eini modi, I don't have Torah. What do you want from me? Holach etzel tahoim. Went to the tahoim. Vomaloi, Ein bi, It's not by me. Shneema toim oma loy bi. Toim says, I don't have Torah. Avodainu moves omru bazneinu shamanu shmua. He didn't go to Avodainu moves, but Avodainu moves, destruction and misa. The Maral says Avodin is connected to the guf, being destroying the guf. And misa. Omru bazneinu shamanu shmua. We have episode shaykh, so we heard the shmua about Torah. Oh, but they didn't say they have Torah, Mamish. Chazar, v'amidifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Sultan goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, Ribbono shel Olam, chipasti b'chol ha'aretz v'lo mitzasiya. You told me you gave Torah la'aretz. I looked and I didn't find it. Oh, Malai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you want to know where Torah is? Leich etzel ben Amram. Didn't say Moshe. Go to ben Amram. Holach etzel Moshe. So the son goes to Moshe. Omaloi, Torah shenosan loy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Interesting. Now he was mamin with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beforehand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I gave it to Oretz, and he goes around looking and asking Oretz if you've got it. Then he says, I gave it to Moshe. So it was Mekabel. Torah shenosan loy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hey, Chonhi, where's the Torah? Omaloi, Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'chima ani shenosan li HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah. Who am I that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the Torah? That I have the Torah? Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu le Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Moshe, badai ato. Moshe, you're a shakran. I gave you the Torah. What are you saying you don't have the Torah? Omalei lefonav, Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono shel Olam, Chamuda gnuza yesh lecho shatom mishtasheya bo bechol yoim echemda gnuza, something which is gonus, is pnimi, is kulei ruchni with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shatom mishtasheya bo bechol yoim, it's your chochme chinas shara chamishim, it's your chochme. Ani achzik toiva la'atzmi, I should be achzik toiva la'atzmi. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe, Hoilu mi'atato atzmecho tikori al shmecho. And since you were memayet yourself, and you didn't hold of yourself, the Torah should be called on shmecho, shenema, zichru toiras Moshe avdi. I'm mishunadik a gemara. First of all, what's the Satan interfering? What's he coming? Where's the Torah? Well, the Satan's job is to be Mekatri. Where's the Torah? And then he goes to these three. He goes to Oretz, he goes to the Yam, he goes to the Tehoim. They all say, we don't have the Torah. What's going on here? Avodin and Moves, yeah, Shemua Shamanu. Then he comes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, I gave it to Ben Amram. Doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu. And he goes to Moshe and he says, where's the Torah? He says, I have the Torah. Ma'ani. Ma'ani. Shenosan li HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah. Well, of course he gave you Torah. You were 40 days on Har Sinai. Moshe gave you Torah. Moshe kibul Torah mi Sinai. What says to him? Ma'ani shenosan li HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Badai. Moshe Rabbeinu was a shakra. He says, Chem to gnuz ani achzik toiv el atzmi. What's tutzach da? The Maral is a meridik adrosha. Adrosha ala Torah. Meridik adrosha. You can find it at the end of the old Be'er HaGoylos. There is Masbi betuv tam v'das. This Gemara. What's the pshat that the Satan is mekatrig? Both in Kloni, what's the Satan mekatrig for? Because the Satan, when he's mekatrig, brings out what's muchrach al pidin. When a mensch did an avera, and the Satan's mekatrig, So he's moitzi min hakoyach lapoyel, the effects are pidin. What should be the effects of that chet? The sudden stafkid is more than just kitrub. The sudden is megale, what's muchrach, al pi din, al pi logic, what's right. So the sudden is being megale here. How is Torah ba'aretz? Hare Torah is bechiras hachamishim, shara hachamishim. Torah is the shaykh is the aretz, lichoyer. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I gave it la'aretz. Nosad lonu is Toirosai. Toirosai is Baruch Hashem. I gave it la'aretz. So the Sultan comes to Megale. How can that be? The Gemara is telling us, how can that be? There are three bechinas, says the Maral, in Aretz, in the Tachtoinim. There's Aretz, there's Yam, and there's Tahoim. And these represent three different bechinas. And Torah is lamala from any of these bechinas. The pasuk says Torah is arucha min ha'aretz mida, and rechava min ha'yam. Torah is longer than aretz. The aretz responds to the satan and says, Elokim hevin darko. Aretz is a derech. Aretz is this bechina of halicha. Aretz is the bechina of being hoilech. It's what we call bina. Mevin dava mitoich dava, dava mitoich dava. But Torah is bigger than that, is wider than that. It's much greater than this world. The Gemara in Erevin says that Torah is 32,000 times greater than the world. Now the Mefarshim explain in a different way of looking at Chochmah, we looked last week, Chamishim Shari Bina, a different way of looking at Chochmah is the Mekubalim say that there are 32 Nesivas HaChochmah. It's connected in the Guf HaAdam, connected the 32 teeth that a person has. Always say it's interesting that in English, we call the teeth which come at the end of the mashlim, the 32, wisdom teeth. What, why is the tooth, which very often causes a lot of problems, why is that called a wisdom tooth? You see, the sharoshim of the idea comes from Torah, that the shinaim have to do with chochmah. I'm sure the goyim have no havana of why the teeth have got to do with Chochmah. Al-Kolponim. The Mekubalim say that every one of these Nesivas has 1,000 Chalokim. So the ganze Bria is 1,000th of one of the 32 Nesivas HaChochmah. So Torah is 32,000 times greater than the ganze physical Bria. So Torah is ba'aretz. Lekim evin darko. The derech of Torah. Halicha ba'Torah. Nuchu koisai teileichu. There's halicha ad ein sof. You can be mechadish more and more and more and more. But Torah is rechava min hayam. The breadth of Torah. The breadth of a sugya. This sugya is connected to this sugya. This sugya is connected to this sugya. That's Bechinas Yam, Bechinas Roichav. The Yam is Rechovo. And there's a third Bechina in Torah, the Oimek of Torah. It's Bechinas Das, is the Maral. The Pasuk says, Bedas, the Oimek Nivku. The Tahoim is the Oimek Das, as you go deeper and deeper and deeper in the idea. Maybe Dovah Mitoch Dovah, being Mechadish Noch and Noch and Noch, going new things, or going deeper and deeper, or connecting more and more. And all these three Bechinas, which you have in Aretz, are all Mugbal. And Torah is much greater, because Torah is Ein Sofi.
But the Satan brings out, this Gemara is saying, the Satan bringing out, the Torah can't be Baharetz because it's much greater than Haaretz. It's longer than Haaretz. It's wider than the Yam and it's deeper than the Taim. How is Torah? How is it Shayach to have Torah here? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Elamai, Avodin and Moves, not this world. Destroy this world. Destroy the Guf. Destroy the Gashmias. Misa, when the mention comes to Neshama, he goes back to Lamalo. Oh, then you have Epis Shmur Shamanu, then Epis Shaychus, yeah, then the person more Ruchni, Epis Shaychus. Oh, but not Baaretz. So he goes back to Kodesh Baruch Hu and says, where is the Torah? It's not Baaretz, and it's not Shaych to Haaretz. The Rebbeinu Shlomo says, I gave it to Ben Amram. Why Ben Amram? Moshe. Why Ben Amram? Because the Maila of Moshe Rabbeinu was on of Mikol Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu said, V'nachnu ma. Moshe Rabbeinu reached the ultimate madrega of Bittul V'nachnu ma. Nobody reached that madrega mamish. Even though he said V'nachnu, he meant Aaron and me. But Aaron didn't reach that madrega. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't say Ani. He couldn't even say Anachnu. Nachnu Mo. The Gemara in Chulin says, Avraham Avinu got to a madrega of Anivas. He said, Onochi Afa V'Efer. David HaMelech, his madrega Anivas was Ani Tolas V'Leish. But Moshe Rabbeinu was God al kulam, because Moshe Rabbeinu came to V'nachnu Mo. A tolas has chius, has very little koyach. His koyach is bepeh. David HaMelech, each one of these gedolei olam was magdeh the madrega, the very emistic. David HaMelech could have said v'nachnu mo as well, especially it's a pasuk before David, so he could have put that somewhere in his tehillim, but he wasn't holding there. He could have said, Anochi Afa V'Efer, but he wasn't holding there. David HaMelech recognized, I have chius. Ben koich ele bepeh, tilim, toira. Avraham Avinu said, I didn't have chius. Even my chius is from my Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mamish, what? Afa V'Efer. Afa V'Efer exists. It's a separate existence. Moshe Rabbeinu got some Madrega more. What am I? I'm just part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the drasha, the Maral says, stop it. No, me stop it. It's posha. All the Maral is teef, teef, teef. And it's a chutzpah that we quote the Maral and kilo we understand anything from it. But I shouldn't say that either after what I just said. We can understand the Maral. But he says, Ma. Is Gematria, Hashem Avaya, if you spell it out, the Oisius with Alephs. Yud Vav Dalet, and you put the Miloi, Hey Aleph, and Vav Aleph Vav, and the same with the last Hey, it's 45. This is a Moshe Rabbeinu came to that Korah, more Anu, more Nachnu more, is Be'etzim, Kulei Dovik Mashem Yisbarach, is nothing separate, complete Bittul. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him Ben Amram. Because that's the schus that he had Torah. When the Sultan comes to him and he says, so where, Moshe, Torah shenosen lecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu heichon, where is it? Om aloi v'chi ma'ani, that's Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega. Ma'ani shenosen li HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah. Well, 1 second, you were mekabel the Torah. By Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Kibel Umesara. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't keep the Torah for himself. He learned the whole Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He could walk around and tell everybody, I know the Torah. No, Moshe Rabbeinu saw himself as a maw. It's just a conduit to pass on Torah. Moshe Kibul, Torah Masara. And the Sultan says, where's the Torah? I don't have the Torah. You think the Torah, the Bishop gave me the Torah? I've got the Torah. I gave it on to Klal Yisrael. I don't have the Torah. And that's why the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Badai Ato, Omer Lefonav Rimonu Shalom, Chem de Genuza, Yesh Lecho, Shatom Yishtasher Bo Bechol Yom, Ani Achzik Toiv Ola Atzmi. I should keep it to myself. Or the Pshat is, I should pat myself on the back. This Torah, Chem de Genuza, Shatom Yishtasher, which you gave me, I should say, I have the Torah. Im lamadet the Torah ad harbe al tachzik toivel atzmicha. It's me. It's not me. You gave me the Torah. I'm just a kli kibbel. I'm anything. The Eibishter says, "Hoil mi atato atzmicha tikari al shemecha." Do you remind yourself that you have shaychus the Torah? The more you mevatel yourself to Torah, the more you mabat yourself to Torah, Sashem Yisbarach, more shaykhs you have to Torah. The Gemara indeed says, "Vayase Adam v'yechkam." Says the Gemara, "Yarbe v'yeshiva." Sit and learn. You got to b'tzosa. So the Gemara, "Harbe osu le'osu b'yodam." A lot of people did it. Didn't work. Says Ella, "Bimavakeish rachamim mimisha achoch v'shaloi." Daven, Torah is a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pray the Gemara as if it's Tali on Tefillah. So what are we sitting down being Yogea? Let's just say, be Mevakish Torah. We'll daven and daven the whole time. Rebbeinu Sheilam, make me a Boki B'Shas, and Poskim, and Rishon, and Achroinim, and Kabbalah, and everything. Right? Tali Mevakish Rachmim, Misha Choch Mishalai. So the Gemara, without the Yigiyah, without being Marbe B'Yeshiva, is not Shayach. You need both. Lefi what we explained, why did the Malach make us forget the Torah? In order that we should be Yogeh, in order that we should be Zoyche, we should have Nisyonis, we should work, we should get to it ourselves, Bikoyach our Yigiyah. So you want to daven and get it again? Go back to the Rechem. You had it once as a matana. This world is to be Yogeya. Aber miyidach gisa, you recognize that you need Siyata Dishmaya. There's a Meridike Rebbe Yisrael in Or Yisrael. Michtav Vav. Halimud batoira. Ashe yikare limud. Learning, which is called learning, who lilmoid becharifa sadas, is to learn with charifus, with sharpness. It's got in parentheses, giftig, poisonous. Kol echod machzik becholoi svarosoi. Each one of the chavrus, each side of the chavrus is holding what he's holding. This is the pshat. And he's kashas on his chavrus. And the chavrus is not mekabel either. This other pshat, he asks kashas. This one answers his kashas, he asks his kashas, then back and forth. Kol echad machzik b'cholo yisverosoi. Fighting it out with poison, he says. Halishma, what is the siman its Torah lishma? Hishketas haruach, in kidvarov, in kedivrei chaveroi, liyashov ebeinov. When the Chavrusa proves you wrong. And the Chavrusa's pshat is right. The Shema is your mekabel. Kolzman, you have kashas, and you don't accept it, he hasn't proven it to you. Gifting, kol ois, fight it out. But when he's shown you that you're wrong, Torah Lishma is your mekabel. Im kidvarov, it's irrelevant if I'm right or he's right. That's Torah Lishma. The Heima Kimat Vorim is Nagdim Zelose.
And it was kibad astira. I have to fight it out. I have to fight my chavrusa. And on the other hand, you tell me, after you mekabel the emes from where I, when I mufrach, I have to be mekabel b'shketus saruach. Lezoi sarunu chazal eich lisnaig. Says the Gemara in Kiddushin, afilu ho'av ubnoi, harav talmidoi. Even when there's a relationship of chiv kibodov, and the father's learning with the son, or kibod harav, the rav with the talmid. So the Gemara, afilu ho'av ubnoi, harav talmidoi, she'oiskim batoira b'sha echot, the learning together, nasim oivim zelo zeh. They're enemies. They're fighting. It's a milchamta shel Torah. It's more chashuv than any other milchama in the world, any physical milchama, because the emes is at stake. What's the pshat in Rashi? The emes is at stake. You're wrong. That's not the pshat in Rashi. You're wrong. It's not the pshat in Rashi. It's more important than when Russia can conquer Ukraine or Ukraine can defend themselves. Far more important. Aber sagt der Gemara, wer eine Sosin mischam at shenasim, oi havim ze lo ze. This milchama is a very interesting milchama. On the one hand, they're enemies. On the other hand, they're the best of friends. Shenema es vohev besufa. Darshan is the Gemara, es vohev besufa. The beginning, oi vim, and then oi havim. Ha eva berishoyne hi bechinas halimut becharifa sadas, gifti kanal. The oivim is this bechina of fighting it out with poison. V'ha'ava b'soifu hi bechina salishma. Levatel kol echot daitoi leilech acharoi v'agodl. To be mekabel the emes. What's this milchama about? What am I learning Torah? Am I learning Torah for myself? Am I learning Torah for my own covet? Am I learning Torah to promote my whole ego? Or am I learning Torah Hashem, which I have to be makiv from Shara Chamishim? Torah which the Eibishter gave me in the Rechem, and I'm trying to be Yogeya to get back Torah Hashem, that Heiliger Torah. We said last week, Asher Nosan Lonu Torah So Yisbarach Shemai. Oh, but afterwards, Baruch Ato Hashem, Noisein HaTorah. And the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Bitchila, the Torah is Nikreis Al Shem Shel HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Kim Betoras Hashem Mechefzoi. Olivesoi is Nikra Al Shemai. Ubetoira Soi Yege Yoimam Valoila. It's Torah Hashem. But if we're yogeya, we can bring back, I mean, megale, our chelik, our own individual chelik of Torah. But whose chelik of Torah is that? I wrote the Rashi. I wrote Tosfos. It's my sugi. I invented the Gemara. You know, Amal, when we used to fehere people, so Amal, and people, certain bochim have kimat no shaykhs, right? So you ask them to say over a Tosfos, a Rashi. See if they come from certain types of yeshivas. Some of them are no shaykhs, right? Can't translate a word of Tosfos, or whatever. So you say, no, say over this Tosfos. Im toima, fek Tosfos, start shockling, right? Im toima, fek Tosfos, that he remembered from whichever grade when they started teaching Torah, that's all he remembered. Then he reads these words, never. Can't read them straight anyway. And then he has to translate them. And it's only one word out of the 20 words of Tosfos' Kasha that he knows. And now, it's embarrassing, the rabbis ask him to just say what the Tosfos. And his whole life has been one big blufferai. So he has to fool him. So he has to come up with a kasha of Tosfos. It's goinus mamish. You hear these guys inventing a kasha of Tosfos. And then Nebuch carries on. No weiter. And we look at each other. What a stupid statement you're making anyway. Who would ever ask such a question? Such a good question. Such a good thought. Nu weiter. Geschleuma. And for Toysvers. Oh, they remembered. Now the poor guy. He's got to invent a terrace to his stupid kasha, which doesn't have kasha to start with. He only knows one or two words of Toysvers. Try and fit it in. And there's a whole bunch of nourish guy. Sometimes I think they're mamish going in, these guys. They're writing Toysvers as in the middle of the fair. They're writing Toysvers as we speak. It's mamish, it's lo yomin. But that's not Torah, Rabbi Say. We're learning Torah Sashem. We have to, if we'd be honest, if we teach a bocha to be honest, there's nothing wrong with saying, I don't know. And if, when he's younger, he would say, Remy, I don't understand what you said. I don't understand what this word is, that word is. And he'd learn what this word means and that word means. And he'd learn to be honest, and he'd learn to learn, to learn Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos. And he'd learn to be mevatel himself to Torah Hashem. Yogato Matzoso. On whatever level you are, even if it's a level of Achilles is cotton, so that's where you start. Be honest. You're learning Torah Hashem. We're learning the Emes Sheba Emes. One's bevatel oneself to the Emes Sheba Emes, and we get the Siyata Dishmaya, Kodesh Baruch Hu will help, Yogato Matzasa. And slowly, slowly, you'll advance. When you're worried about your own COVID. So Moishi, he's the best in the class. He understood it better than immediately when the Rebbe said the shir. And Yanki also understood it. So can I put my hand up and say, Rebbe, I don't understand? Uma oid, if everybody looks around and is mizalzel in him. And half of the people in mizalzel him, they also don't understand. Nebach. Oh, is it about one's own covet, or is it about Torah Hashem, Torah Emes? We're in a tkufa, Rabbi Yisai. A shvera, shvera tkufa. Bisas tamidi Rebbe Kiva. Miktsas avedus. When it's enough kumina to us, there are enough kuminas. Right now, I look around at the yeshiva, and lechol hapochus it looks like a Yiddish yeshiva. Well, all the bochrim have miksas beards. Well, come Thursday, it'll all be finished. Back to the old ayin shom the sugya. I'll call upon him. There are no chasnas. No, grace enough kumina. This week you got two chasnas, gewaldig. We don't have chasna every night. People who are addicted to music, those type of bochrim, so then maybe they realize that it's that there's a mixas avelus. He can't listen to music, this music, that music, vocal music, looking for all the heterim and all the thing. Realize. What happened? 24,000 bachlokes in the Medrash says 12,000. Gemara says 12,000 zugois chavrusas. 24,000 talmidei Rebbe Akiva died in 32 days. Bachlokes, which 32 days? I'm just going to have a minute. In 32 days, that's an average of 800 talmidim a day. Just picture it for a second. The first day, you hear, you know, in Haifa, Rabbi Akiva had a yeshiva, and 25 bochrim suddenly died. And in Carmiel, he had another yeshiva, and 30 bochrim there died. And in Tel Aviv, he had 3 yeshivas spread over Tel Aviv. Each one, this one 15 bochrim, this one 45 bochrim, This one, 20 Bachrim. Yerushalayim. And how many yeshivas he had in Yerushalayim? Every yeshiva. All you see is Tzeklach going up. Habach HaChoshev, HaAvrech HaChoshev. Each one, everywhere you go, people are sitting shiva. The cars that go announcing Levayas don't stop. Every minute you hear another car. The Levaya from this Boch HaChoshev and this Avrech HaChoshev and this Tamid Chom and this... And it's not just one day. The next day, the same thing. The day after, the same thing. What's going on? What would happen if it would be in our day? So the Memshala would set up a vat to investigate what's with those Charedim and what's wrong with... It must be Rebbe Akiva to call him in. What do you feed the boys? Or what's going on there? And what's wrong? And making all sorts of takonas. But it wouldn't have helped. It still happened every single day. Can you imagine? Until there was one Talmid left. The Chilul Hashem. Every single yeshiva, bocher, Talmid, and Rebbe Akiva was nifter. What a Chilul Hashem it was. What the Avir in Eretz Yisrael was. 24,000 mishpachas. Maybe there were some brothers. So less. 20,000, 15,000 mishpachas. In this tkufa, all lost their yakirim, the loim de Torah. All these, everywhere you go, it's every shul full of people saying Kaddish. Kinderlach, where their fathers were nifter. Fathers, their sons were nifter. Pachad Pchodim. The interesting thing is, we don't know the name of one of those Talmidim. We don't know anything about them, except they were Talmidim Rebbe Akiva. So Chazal were manik that we should have Miktas Avelis to remember. What's the point of remembering? Because the Gemara teaches us a lesson. Why were they nifter? She no loin nagu covered ze boze. Ze boze. The Gemara says there were 24 zugois. The Gemara is stressing they were chavrusas. It wasn't they had a problem in covered b'nei Adam. Outside the Beis Medrash, there were mechabed people. Aber betoich de chavrusa loinagu kovet ze boze. It was all about themselves. It wasn't Torah Hashem. And that Torah is not Torah Hashem. And if we would have that Torah come on to us, we would lose the Torah Hashem. Rachmana Litzlan, so the Rabbani Shalom had to bring such a gzeira. We have to be mischazik. In the Zman of Achrona, for Kabbalah Satoira. In the Bechinas HaLishma, in the Bechinas HaLimud as well. First of all, to realize the Yisoyeris in Limud. HaLimud HaTorah, Asher Yikore, Limud Zokter of Yisoyeris, Limud B'charifas Adas. You have to work hard. You have to battle it out. It's the Torah's Emes we're trying to get to. But the Bechinas Lishma is to be mekabel the emes from whoever said it. It's hard. It's an avoido to bury our covet. And we have to try. Lemaisa, we daven for this three times a day. In Ruach Chaim, Chaim Velozhiner says on the Mishnah, Ezeu Chocham, Haloim Mikal Adam. What? You're a chacham, and you know kol haTorah and lo yeumen, and this little bacher tells you a pshat. He's going to tell me a pshat. It's over a meiser that Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he was learning with a bacher when he was 95, 96, chavrus with a bacher, and he told him, and they came to the Gemara, And Rav Shach told him a kasha on this toast. He said, I've had this kasha for 50 years. And the bacha was mataris lakasha, right there. Rav Shach, out of the kelim. He looked, he took out, he said, he had, I think, 50 shekel, I don't remember what it was. He said, this is all the money I have. I give you all the money in the world for this teretz. He was so sameach. Rav Shach Sof Yomov. Kol HaTorah Kula was this parish. He had a kasha. And this little bacha just answers the kasha straight away. What a busha. A busha? Emes, Taurus Emes, the terrace of this kasha. I've been waiting 50 years for you to come and be megalami this kasha. It's worth all the money in the world. That's Mechilas Nishma. No nagu kovet zebozet. That's not Torah. Says Reb Chaim in Ruach Chaim. There's a pshat. Izeu chacham. Hello, Mimi Kolado. Even the Cleanse the Minch, the great, the biggest Talmud Chacham, we learn from the Cleanse the Minch. He's a Chacham, because he's Machshiv Chacham. His own Kovet isn't getting in the way. So, through Chaim, Ein Shom, you'll see. So that's what we daven for. V'lim Kalalai, Nafshi Sidoi. And not only that, V'nafshi Ke'ofo La'Koil Tiyeh. Gemara says, "In meisim adam ke midbar ke afa shakol dashin by then smitna lo Torah. Nafshi ke afa la kol tiye, and then I can ask the Rebbeinu Shalom psach libi besoira secha v'mitzvisecha tiradoi nafshi."